My friend Lonnell Wright has had several successful careers. He worked in California for Kaiser Permanente as a healthcare professional, returning to his home state of Louisiana as the owner of 5 McDonald's restaurants in New Orleans. After a few intense years running those restaurants, he decided to retire. It was time, he said, to go fishing, play golf, and spend some time with some grandbabies.
And then one day, my parish priest called me and said, Lonnell, I want to go to lunch with you. And during the course of lunch, he said to me, I'm not sure of many things, but there's one thing that I'm absolutely certain of, and that is that you have been called to the ordained priesthood. And I almost dropped my teeth, and I said, well, Father, I'm glad God is talking to you, because he ain't telling me that.
So long story short, the life of this, at the time, slightly worn-out businessman who loved classical music and a good book now and then took an unexpected turn.
All this time, I'm saying no. But then this thing started to grow and grow and grow, and I started to feel compelled to go and do something else. You may or may not be religious, and you may or may not believe in any of this, but there was something that was going on within me that I really didn't know about. Finally, I end up well into my 60s. I think I was in my 65th year, and I end up in theological seminary.
Now an ordained Episcopal priest running All Souls Church in a former drugstore on the corner of St. Claude Avenue and Caffin in the Lower Nine, he says he's never been happier, helping children of all ages learn to love reading and music as he does.
I believe for a well-rounded person, you have to get exposed to culture. Culture comes in many forms, literature and in music. We have a library at our facility, and we are encouraging the kids to read and to get books. And, you know, I have been blown away recently by having little kids who have been with us for 2 or 3 years, kids who come from a very toxic family situation, come to me and said, Pastor, I want to get into the library to get a book.
And nothing thrills the now Reverend Lonnell Wright more than those few words.
My day is made when that happens, because now we are affecting that child. And when those kids will sit and read a book and say, I want a book, take it home with you. If you want another book, come and get another book. We've got plenty of books and we'll give you books. We want you to read.
And then there's the musical activities he has initiated with the help of UNO and Loyola University faculties and volunteer musicians from across the city.
We teach kids string instruments. We have formed in the Lower Ninth Ward, the youth orchestra of the Lower Ninth Ward. That youth orchestra is a combination of primarily of 3 institutions, Trinity Church, Wall Street, the University of New Orleans, Loyola University Music Program, and people who are teaching in the public schools to come in and teach our kids string music. So every day between 5 and 6, we have 20 to 25 kids that are getting instructions and playing violin, viola, cello, and string bass. And some of the kids are really taking to it. And so a great deal of the gratification and a great deal of what happens with an old man like myself who works long hours a day is the fact that there are those little graces. When you see a kid that's really enjoying music and that is excelling at that, then boy, that makes your day and gives you a lot of energy.
Reverend Wright admits that life running a cash-strapped church in Lower Nine is a challenge. But challenge or not, he's in it for the future, because he says it's so important.
And you know something? At 72 years old, I am having the time of my life. I have never done anything that is more meaningful. And you know, I work almost as hard as I did at McDonald's. The only thing that I don't have to do is get up at 4 a.m. when people don't call in to work. But how many people do you know who are 72 years old who get the opportunity to be doing every day of their lives something that they know that they are called to do?
You can find more information about All Souls Episcopal Church projects and programs in Lower Nine at wwno.org. Or go to NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.